USA Radio News.
The White House today blamed Iran for an exchange of rocket and missile strikes between Israel and the Islamic regime's outposts in Syria. Amber Smith is a former deputy assistant to the Secretary of Defense. She says it's good to see Israel sticking up for itself.
This is the first time that Israel has been attacked directly, not through a proxy from Iran. I think everyone is rightfully pleased with Israel's response to the attack.
Today, Rudy Giuliani told the Hill website that the media ought to calm down in their coverage of money paid to Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's longtime personal attorney. The former New York City mayor and recent addition to President Trump's legal team said of the allegations swirling around Cohen, quote, it doesn't involve us at all. There's no suggestion that it does, close quote. Asked directly if Trump had any awareness of Cohen allegedly selling access to him or his administration, Giuliani replied, quote, no, of course not. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
About half of all Americans now live under sanctuary policies that shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. That's according to a new study that was released today by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The study also calculates that there are 564 states and municipalities that refuse some level of cooperation with federal immigration authorities as of April 1. The price of oil has continued to go up since President Donald Trump made the announcement that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the international nuclear pact with Iran. But the big question is, how high will oil continue to go, and has it reached its peak? Stephen Shork is a global energy expert. He explains why he believes the price of oil may have peaked.
And there is a sweet spot for oil prices right now, and we are significantly, as I said before, about, you know, at least $5, probably $7 above what the market is dictating right now.
For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Did you know America's hottest tourist destination is also its coldest? A few years ago, cruises to Alaska leapfrogged trips to Vegas and Orlando as the country's number one summer vacation destination. But why? That's the big question. Well, Mark Adams is the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. He explains what draws people to Alaska.
Well, I think the big draw of Alaska is nature. You know, the mountains, the rivers, the animals. You know, you got the brown bears, you got the walruses, the moose, the dolphins and whales. You know, and it's so vast. It's, you know, 500,000 square miles, and there are so few people there. I think it's like 750,000 people, most of them in small cities. That it's, you know, it's, they call it the last frontier for a good reason.
Adam shares what you can expect from the locals when you do visit Alaska.
When you start to talk to Alaskans within a few minutes, they are extremely open, extremely welcoming. It was not uncommon for me to, you know, meet someone for the first time and within 15 minutes be invited over for coffee or dinner or to sleep in a spare bedroom for a few nights. It's just, you know, because the environment there, it, you know, can make life so difficult, I think it lends itself to, you know, an openness that in a lot of ways we've lost in the lower 48.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.